Okay, so does anyone know what this is? That's good. Okay, I thought this would be a trick question because most people around your age have no idea what this is. If I ask the rest of the congregation, what is this? It's a phone book. That's right. We don't use these anymore. This is from 2013. So it's an excellent example for what we're going to be doing today. Back when I was a kid, if I wanted to call my best friend, I had to go to a phone that was mounted on a wall, and I had to press in the numbers, but there was no place for me to store her number in the phone, and sometimes I didn't have the numbers memorized, so I would look up her last name, Sugar, pretty cool last name, and I'd go to the S's, and once I got there, I'd find the last name Sugar, and then I'd follow the line over, and it would give me a phone number for my best friend. Well, nowadays, we can look that up on the internet. We have numbers stored in our phone, and we don't use phone books so much anymore. So it's an example. It's the best example we have because today we're going to rip some pages. So, Theo, if I asked you to rip a page out of here, do you think you could do that? No? Do you want to give it a try? So it's possible to do 20 or so pages, but it's hard. Now, MR, if I asked you if you could rip this whole book in half, can you give it a try? Just in one rip. Yeah, it would be so hard. It would be almost impossible. Maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe not. Who knows? So, what we learn is that one page was super easy to rip out. And lots of pages, you know, Antonika did what, 10, 20 pages? But when we put hundreds of pages together, we're stronger. And it reminds us that the more of us are together, the stronger we are. Jonathan, can I have help with something? Okay. So can you take this pencil and can you snap it in half for me? Yeah, okay, it's hard to do, but can you pick it up so no one steps on it? Thank you. But if we put 20 of them together, we wouldn't be able to snap it. It would be kind of like this phone book. And so we remember that when we put us together, that one person, they may be strong, but they may still be able to be broken. But together we're better. And we remember that God created us for community. And so when we think about that pencil, what good is a broken pencil? But pencils are made to do what with? What do we do with a pencil? You write and you draw. And so we want to remember that the purpose of what we're called to do is to be together. And so God gives us the law, and that's what our scripture is about today. And you see, the law it's better when it's put into practice. Kind of like a pencil is better when you write with it than when you break it. And the law teaches us to see our neighbors in a new way, and it reminds us that it isn't just about us, that again, we're better together, we're stronger together. And so we want to remember that God's law has a purpose for us to remember that we are to care for and love one another. So can we put our hands together? and we're going to say a prayer. Can y'all repeat after me? Dear God, remind us that your law is about loving and respecting others. Amen.